Everybody doing all right this morning? Zach, you doing all right? Calvin, you doing all right? Okay, all right. All right. I want to show you something that has become very important to First Baptist Mount Ida. It's not the Bible, which is very important to us. Come on up here, Murray. It's not the Bible, but it's very important at this church. You want to see what it is? Braxton, what does it say?
Pickleball rules.
Say it louder.
Pickleball rules.
Pickleball rules. Here's what I want you to know about this book. You see, we have a group of people, all different ages, who play pickleball just about every night of the week. And everybody is an authority, okay? Some people, like Daryl, is more of an authority than the rest of us. But we can't truly trust Daryl all the time because he taught us a new way to play that turned out to be wrong. Isn't that right, Greg? Didn't he lead us astray? So this pickleball manual is the 2022 pickleball rule book. And so what happens is Greg Ray made this so we have an official copy if there is a dispute about what is right and what is wrong. We don't just ask one person. We can go and look up here and find out whether it's officially wrong or right. And I thought about how funny that is that we have to have a rule book to keep us on the path. But do you know, for a Christian, for you guys, for me, we have a rule book, and it's called the what? The Bible? And here's what it says in Psalm 119, verse 133. Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil. In other words, the Bible teaches us how to walk, how to live, so we won't be overcome by evil. Psalm 119, verse 144 says, your laws are always right. Help me understand them so I may live. Now, here's what I want you to understand. As you grow older, there are going to be people who are going to try to tell you what is right and wrong. And some of them are going to be right, and some of them are going to be wrong. And the way you determine whether they are right or wrong is by the Bible. God's rule book for living is the Bible. And so when you have to decide what is right and what is wrong, you turn to God's Word and God's Word. That's why it's important to be in Sunday school. It's why it's important to be in church. That's why it's important to read your Bible, to listen to your parents. Because they can help you know the truth. And when you know the truth, you know how to live. So just like we need pickleball rules to keep us playing pickleball correctly, Christians need the Bible to keep us living and walking the way we should. Okay? So let's pray. Lord, I pray for these kids that they would learn your word and that they would live their lives according to your word, to the truth. Because when they do that, they will live in the way that pleases you. And I thank you so much, Lord, for them. They're such an inspiration to me. In Jesus' name, amen.